Two straight days of record numbers of COVID-19 hospitalizations in the U.S. as health officials warn that holiday travel could send numbers even higher. More than 124,000 Americans were hospitalized today. That is the highest to date, and that's according to the COVID Tracking Project. In Los Angeles County, health officials say hospitals are at their breaking point. Right now, nearly 7,000 people in L.A. County are in the hospital with the virus. That is more than twice the number reported December 1st. And as a result, health officials are extending that stay-at-home order in Southern California. News Nation reporter Sarah Welch has the latest from L.A.
Together, we can stop this surge.
And the state's Health and Human Services Secretary says that means extending the governor's stay-at-home order for up to another 3 weeks.
It could be shorter than that, depending on how these four factors come together on a day-over-day basis.
One of the key factors, he says, is ICU capacity that must be at 15% or above. And right now, according to state numbers, ICU beds in Southern California are at 0%. Gailey says that doesn't mean there are no beds. Some are being allocated for other medical needs. But he says hospitalizations overall statewide have doubled in the past 14 days, and some hospitals in Southern California are being forced to make tough choices.
Whether those are decisions about how ambulances are received into the facility or how stretched staff become to care for patients, looking at the effectiveness of certain treatments for certain patients who are unlikely to survive or do well, that is happening in facilities in Southern California. We have not heard yet that any hospital is at the point where they need to make a decision between two patients who both need a ventilator.
But with staffing and resources stretched thin and hospitals bracing for another possible surge in the coming weeks, the state is partnering with hospitals, and some larger facilities may help smaller ones to help make sure the best possible care is provided to patients.
We want to do all that we can that we make sure patients in underserved, lower resource communities, places where hospitals are overwhelmed, that we give some of those patients, as many as possible, a chance to get care in areas that have capacity. Even though they're stretched, they may not be stretched as far.
Sarah Welch, News Nation.